the Dream Boys are back and hotter than ever with a brand new show for 2017. So says the seasonal brochure for the Grand Opera House in Belfast. The Meal Strip Show is marketed as the very best girls' night out, and it will hit the stage in Belfast next week to a near sell-out crowd. But is it right that it is promoted as a girls' night out and are men being stereotyped for women's pleasure? 0-30-30-80-55-55. The question is, if this was a troupe of female strippers being promoted to men, would there be uproar? I'm joined by showbiz journalist Kelly Allen and, as Stephen Zoff, he's allowed on, commentator and journalist Paul Martin. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
What do you reckon, Kelly? I believe you've seen this show.
I have seen the show, in the capacity of work, of course.
Of course you have. Have you seen it more than once?
I've seen them twice, yes.
Yes, in the capacity of work, yes. But go ahead. What actually happens?
Well, you know what? It's just a bit of dancing, to be honest. They don't get completely naked. They take their tops off. You would see more in a beach in Ibiza than you actually see on stage at Dream Boys. But it's a bit of fun. It's quite different to going and watching female strippers, which is really provocative and sexual. The Dream Boys is a bit of a laugh. A bit like, it's almost a bit like, I don't know, like, I just don't think it's a big deal. I'm surprised it's in the Opera House.
So almost naked men is not sexual, as you say. It's different from female strippers. That's what you're saying. So all these men...
I do think it's different because, you know, girls are going to have a bit of a laugh. It's almost going, oh, look at him. They're not going, oh, he is so sexual. I want to be with him.
So basically, taking that for granted then, Kelly, you're saying that these men, I don't know what they look like, but we could have the likes of Stephen Nolan up there and, you know, just people with general bodies. So that's what you're saying. It's not about sex. It's not about attraction. It's about fun.
Don't get me wrong. They've got good bodies.
Okay, so are they good looking?
They're all right looking, definitely. But it's not set up in a way that you're looking at it thinking, oh, I would like to pull him in the bar after.
So do they sit around and have a chat with the audience, or do they dance provocatively?
They do dance.
Because I did see a video, I have to be honest, and they were doing what can only be described as humping the ground.
Yeah, they do that.
So it's counteracting your comments a little bit here. Do you think, is there some kind of hypocrisy when it comes to how we look at something like this compared to if this was... females, women stripping for men?
I just think it's the way women and men go at things. If a man going to a strip club is going for sexual gratification, that tends to be the point. They are hoping to... They're going with an idea in mind, a fantasy in mind of engaging that stripper, maybe taking them home. They have a fantasy. I think when a load of girls go on a hen night to watch, say, the Dream Boys, it's not like that. They're not going. They're more, honestly... These guys are good looking because they're greased up. It's almost a bit sort of sleazy. You're going, oh, like, you're kind of looking through your eyes going, oh, my gosh, like, that's... I went to see them when Peter Andre performed with them, who, you know, is a household name, a father. I mean, how provocative can Peter Andre be, to be honest? And you're watching it kind of going, oh, this is a bit cringe. It's very cheesy. It's not that sexual.
Paul Martin?
Typical, isn't it? Why is it with women? A girls' night out watching men strip is always like, oh, it's just a bit of fun. But, you know, for guys, it's tawdry and it's dark and there's some kind of, you know, sexual motive. As Kelly said there, you know, you're kind of dreaming of bringing the stripper back with you. Absolute nonsense. This is really tawdry and nasty. And I am surprised this is the Opera House, although I don't believe in censorship, of course. So, I mean, if they want to stick it on there and it sells out, who am I to complain? But I think you've hit the nail on the head right at the start, Vinny. If, and I wish this was a show in Belfast, by the way, if there is a load of really, you know, fantastic-looking women with great bodies coming onto a stage in Belfast, pouring baby lotion over themselves or oil or whatever it is, and, as we said, doing sexual things with a stage... Yeah, I could have a bit of a laugh at that too, actually. Thank you very much.
But what Kelly is saying, Paul, is that you would approach that because you are a man differently than if you were a woman going to see a man on the stage because of your, I guess you're saying, genetics, Kelly.
Well, I think it's actually in terms of the way the men, it's basically men dancing topless. That's essentially what it is. And if you think about it, I mean, someone like Dita Von Teese, that sort of dancing is different than like, actually going down to Stringfellows and watching girls who are topless and basically wearing nothing and much else than a tiny thong, where say someone, like almost like an exotic dancing, like clubs like Cirque du Soir have girls in there where it's really
I don't know
classy.
What these things are you're talking about.
Oh, you live a sheltered life.
No, but it's difficult to get around the fact that when you, excuse the word, but when you strip everything away, this show is about attraction to some extent. These
really?
Are
right.
men that are dancing provocatively. They are taking their clothes off. And you're saying, oh, Kelly's saying, oh, it's okay. Women go and see this maybe in Hindus. It's all a bit of fun. But if men in a stag do, for example, go and see women do the same thing, it's different. And you don't see that that might be difficult for some people to swallow?
Oh, I do see that it's difficult for some people to swallow. But I think it's hard unless you've gone, unless you've been to a strip club, unless you've been to see the Dream Voyage, you can't actually compare them.
I see Vinny's got, there's a naked picture, there's a topless picture of Vinny on his Instagram actually. On the, now, admittedly, he was swimming. He was swimming.
I think you'll find that's a very, it's from a distance topless picture while I was on holiday. Let me put this in context. And I was about to jump on a big unicorn. So it's not quite the same, Paul Martin.
I had that, but here, I think the listeners need to know this. Now, he was pretty ripped. I was very surprised. Vinny is pretty ripped and obviously works out at the gym. But I think maybe people should go onto that and see if they find that picture offensive or if they find it kind of... Kelly, go on and have a look at Vinny's topless picture and tell me if
well, I will definitely have a look.
The key thing...
I think you could be at the Dream Boys.
The key thing is how far away that picture was taken. We couldn't talk about this without talking to Norman in Bangor. Good morning, Norman.
Morning, Vinny.
What do you reckon? Would you go to see what has been described by OK Magazine as pure man candy?
No. It shows you how low this country has sunk on moral values. When you have a dating show on television, naked dating for
naked attraction, and you've watched that, Norman, too.
No.
You told me you watched that on this programme.
And you have a woman going into a tanning saloon. She gets herself all tanned. And what does she do? Walks out down the street with no clothes on.
What are you talking about?
That's what you done.
In Bangor?
In England. She went in and got a tan and come out without any clothes and walk down the street naked. And you look at the papers, it's full of celebrities that can't keep their clothes
on. TV. I don't know what channel you're watching, Norman, but you need to find the remote control if you don't like that. But what do you think about what we're talking about this morning in terms of this event that's on in the Grand Opera House? And of course, it's popular because it's nearly sold out, so people want to go and see this.
The country is going sex mad. It must be something in the water that they drink because I haven't had it yet.
But Kelly says
can't do sex.
Kelly says that this is about fun. That you know, when it's women looking at men, it's not necessarily about some kind of erotic pleasure.
It's about moral values and respect. Men have lost all respect for themselves. Women have lost all respect. They can't keep their clothes on nowadays because everywhere you go, they're stripping off on the internet, the papers, out in the street, they're having open sex. The country is just like Sodom and Gomorrah was. Where everything goes, anything goes.
Well,
do you
think, Norman, that the question I never thought I'd ask you, but do you think, is there a difference when it comes to women going to see male strippers and men going to see female strippers? Do you think that what they're after is different, or is it all the same?
It's all the same, Vanna. It's all about sex. It's all about Googling at each other to see what parts they have and what parts they have, if they're any different to what they have.
There you go, Kelly. Kelly, Norman says it's all the same.
Well, fair play, Norman. I don't know. I just think, like, you watch Strictly Come Dancing on a Saturday night.
Yes.
The male dancers are on there with their shirts off, shirts open. You're not.
That's what I'm saying. They can't keep their clothes on.
They can't keep their clothes on.
No. People can't keep their clothes on. That's what I'm saying. There must be something they're drinking because I haven't got it yet. I can keep mine on.
Thankfully, I can too.
Okay. I think we'll move on shortly. We did ask the Grand Opera House for a statement. They say the Dream Boys show runs at the Opera House next week for two performances as part of a 60-day tour. Similar shows have been around for some time and appeal to both men and women, though the experience of the production producer and that of other venues on this tour suggests that audiences are predominantly female. The Grand Opera House presents a broad programme comprising of 350 performances a year, including a whole variety of things. Of course, we know all that in terms of the panto, so you do get a mix of stuff when it comes to the Grand Opera House. Paul Martin, the way Kelly is spelling this out, me, you and Norman could get on that stage and we could do what the Dream Boys are doing.
Well, we already know you could because of your unicorn stunt on holiday. But I am. I'm going to Ibiza this weekend, and I have been working out for 2 weeks so that I have got a perfect body. So what I might do is put up a picture on my Twitter this weekend and see if people think I could be in Dream Boys. I would be up for an audition. I think it'd be fun.
I bet you would. I could see you, Paul. Really, you would love it.
You know, I'm not a kind of...
There's good news, Paul. Today in London, there I'm auditioning for the Magic Mike musical. So,
Magic Mike. One of the greatest films ever made, Magic Mike. I'm going to get on the plane now and get over there.
And no doubt, Kelly, that's just for entertainment too. There's nothing sexual about that.
Definitely not.
That's just more men getting naked.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll move on. Norman, thank you, Kelly. And Paul, thank you. As well, 030-30-80-55-55. I always like it when Norman comes in the programme. You never know quite where the conversation will go.